Title: Big Bang. California expands employee privacy rights and insights from the Office of Attorney General. Content: On October 11, 2019, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 25 into law, giving employees, applicants, independent contractors, emergency contacts, and dependents new rights to privacy. As explained in our previous post, Employee Privacy by Design, guidance for employers beginning to comply with the California Consumer Privacy Act, the amendment to CCPA is a limited one-year reprieve for employers. Effective January 1, 2020, employers must provide disclosures to employees about the categories of personal information collected and its purpose. 1 year later, on January 1, 2021, all rights under CCPA will be provided, including the right to request access and the right to be forgotten. Below are a few quick points clarifying what AB 25 means for human resources professionals, what HR data is regulated by CCPA. AB 25 clarifies that CCPA gives rights to all individuals that a business collects personal information from, including applicants, current and former employees, contractors, emergency contacts, and dependents/spouses for purposes of administering benefits. CIVA Code 1798.145, G1D. Accordingly, any personal information the business maintains that can identify these individuals is subject to CCPA. What is personal information under CCPA? The definition of personal information is very broad under CCPA and includes data elements that have never before been regulated. Personal information includes information that identifies, relates to, describes, is capable of being associated with, or could reasonably be linked, directly or indirectly, with a particular consumer. Civil Code 1798.140.01. Categories likely to be maintained by HR departments include professional or employment-related information, education information, identifiers, characteristics of a protected category, biometric information, internet activity, inferences drawn regarding a consumer's preferences, characteristics, psychological trends, predispositions, behavior, attitudes, intelligence, abilities, and aptitudes, driver's license numbers, passports, social security numbers, financial information, medical information, and geolocation data. What new rights will California workers have on January 1, 2020? Although CCPA enumerates many rights, only two will go into effect on January 1, 2020. 1. The right to know. California applicants, current and former employees, and contractors will have the right to know before information is collected, the categories of personal information the business collects, and the purposes for collections, the right to know. On October 10, 2019, the Attorney General released proposed regulations that affect the right to know. The regulations are currently in draft form, open to public comment until December 6, 2019. Public forums will be held to solicit feedback. The CCPA regulations provide the following tips for a CCPA-compliant disclosure: make it easy to read and understandable to the average person. Use plain, straightforward language and avoid technical or legal jargon. Use a format that draws the consumer's attention to the notice and makes the notice readable. Translate into languages typically used when communicating with your workforce. Make the notice accessible to consumers with disabilities. Make it visible or accessible so workers can see it before any personal information is collected. Include a list of the categories of personal information collected on your workforce. Each category of personal information shall be written in a manner that provides consumers a meaningful understanding of the information being collected. For each category of personal information, a list of the business or commercial purposes for which it will be used. If the business sells personal information, provide a link titled "Do Not Sell My Personal Information" or "Do Not Sell My Info." Provide a link to the business's privacy policy, or in the case of offline notices, the web address of the business's privacy policy. 2. The right to statutory damages for data breaches. As of January 1, 2020, individuals will have the right to statutory damages in the amount of $100 to $750 per data breach if their sensitive data is breached. What additional rights will California workers have on January 1, 2021? CCPA will extend full protection and statutory rights to applicants, current A.